USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. A federal judge is giving former President Trump and his legal team until Monday to reply to special counsel Jack Smith's request for a protective order.
Smith's request, filed on Friday, was triggered by Trump's statement on Truth Social, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." This came after Trump's indictment on four counts related to alleged election interference. Smith's filing contends that Trump's public comments could have a harmful, chilling effect on witnesses or adversely affect the fair administration of justice. The Trump campaign has labeled it political speech. Trump has until 5 p.m. Eastern Monday to respond. I'm John Schaefer.
The Texas Attorney General is appealing a ruling that would have relaxed the state's abortion ban. On Friday, a judge temporarily halted the ban for women who have dangerous pregnancy complications. A day later, the Attorney General's office filed an appeal that would disregard the judge's ruling and keep the current abortion ban in place. The Food and Drug Administration is approving the first-ever pill for postpartum depression.
On Friday, the FDA announced the medication is safe for women to take if they recently had a baby and are now experiencing postpartum depression symptoms. In clinical trials, women who dealt with anxiety, depression, low energy, trouble sleeping, and guilt had improved symptoms as early as 3 days after the first pill. The FDA is still considering whether to approve the pill for clinical depression as well. I'm Brad Siegel.
A Tel Aviv police officer was killed Saturday night. The gunman, a member of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, was shot dead by the officer's colleague, the Times of Israel reported. A Greyhound bus blew a tire and flipped over on a Georgia highway Saturday. Authorities said there were multiple injuries, but none were life-threatening. The bus had 36 passengers on board at the time of the accident. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former Donald Trump ally Michael Cohen says he believes the former president will be held accountable for the charges against him. Trump was indicted on four counts this week in connection to his efforts to remain in power after losing the 2020 election. Speaking with MSNBC, Cohen said, quote, "The cases are not difficult to prove," and he believes Trump will be found guilty. The Pro Football Hall of Fame is enshrining 9 new members. This year's class includes defensive back Rondae Barber, defensive lineman Joe Klecko, and cornerback Darrell Revis. Among the others getting the career honor, coach Don Coryell and linebacker Zach Thomas. It seems it's more than a theme for the Barbie movie.
Doesn't seem to matter what I do. I'm always number two.
Ryan Gosling's ballad, "I'm Just Ken," from the Barbie movie, is a certified hit. The song is now on the Billboard Hot 100 at number 87. The soundtrack for the movie debuting at number 2 on the Billboard 200 albums chart. I'm Corey Myers.
As for Barbie at the box office, it's nearing $1 billion. The film is set to earn $54 million in its third week in North American theaters and will cross $1 billion before the weekend is over. Oppenheimer is projected to make around another $29 million as it battles for second place. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Don't miss the final days of end-of-season deals during the truckload event at Lowe's. Right now, save on major appliances and get an additional 10% off in-store clearance appliances. Plus, take up to 25% off select storage totes like the Project Source Commander Tote. Just $11.98 was $15.98. Find big savings now. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8/9. Exclusions apply while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.